and replace it with another one, you would be replacing the...
Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm. And, like say now, if this light burned out...
Well, I'd have to call the man to come and get it down, take it down and put a new burner in it, mm-hmm. and then put it back, because they don't burn out fast.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that change since I was here in this house, and I've been in here somewhere about 5 or 6 years.
Yeah.
In here.
Uh-huh.
In this building. See?
Yeah.
Because I was sick when I came here, and my sister, she come in to stay with me. That's why she's here. But I'm getting on pretty good now, and all. And so, but since I was here, they never had that change yet.
Mm-hmm.
Not that. Either one of them, even them and they haven't been changing the wall, you know, but then that's what you do. I know what you do, because I have other places I've been in, we had to have the persons who see after the building to come and take it down and change whatever damage stood up there, take it down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you'd say you were replacing the light bulb?
The light bulb. Yeah, well, the light bulbs, electric light like that. Now, I might have known. I know what it was, but, I say they change it. That's the same thing.
Yes.
But they have bulbs, because I haven't got two bulbs in it.
Mm-hmm.
And if the bulb burn out, why? They replace it and put the new bulbs in.
You might carry clothes in a clothes, or apples in a...
Hmm?
If you did your wash, you might carry your clothes in a...
In a clothes basket.
And something that nails might come in would be a...
I wouldn't know what you call that, a bucket. I had to come out and know my dynamics to have nails in a bucket. And it's some kind of wooden bucket or either a pail to use out in the barn, things like that, and have it like that around. That's for us. We would see that he used it, you see.
Yeah.
And see that he used it, that's what we use. Carried it, nails and hammer. And a saw or something like that. He carries it in his hand when he goes to fix something.
Mm-hmm. And would you ever call a little wooden bucket a keg?
Not a little wooden bucket, but a keg is a big wooden thing. And there's some of them, it don't have no handles to it, but I don't know how they carry it, where they want to put it. But they always put in they have a horse and wagon house or something like that, and put it in there in case and put it where they want to put it at. Let's see.
What would you call the parts of a barrel? Might be made of iron?
A what?
Parts of a barrel.
Parts of a barrel?
Mm-hmm.
Made of iron?
Barrel would be made of wood.
Yeah.
And might have an iron.
You have some kind of it is some kind of a keg made out of tin or something like that, or something fixed around that you can put things in to keep longer, something like that.
What would you put in the top of a bottle? In the top of a bottle?
A cork stopper.
And what would somebody play as a musical instrument?
A harp.
And would there be other names for that?
Mm-hmm.
Would there be other names?
Well, there's microphones and different things like that.
Mm-hmm. What's a long piece in a wagon, old wagon, that might go between the horses?
Oh, I don't know what you call that. It's a shaft, I think, isn't it? A shaft, I think, that's something other than that. You got two horses in there, and you put the shaft between there, and put the. That's what it is.
What would would you call the steel outside of a wagon wheel?
Hmm?
A wagon wheel? You might call the outside the...
Just a wheel.
Suppose there was a log across the road, you'd say, you might have to tie a rope to it and